Welcome to this episode of Riding with the King, a podcast about the gospel of Jesus Christ, helping you share the gospel easily, naturally, and without stressing out about it. This is your host, Mark Wood. Before we get started, I'd like to mention that you can connect with me on Instagram. I'd like to encourage you to contact me with any questions or comments about the podcast or about sharing the gospel or even motorcycles or the motorcycle life in general. Anything you'd like. I'd love to hear from you and connect with me on Instagram. So look me up. I'm Steel Horse Ministries on Instagram. You can also check out our website at steelhorseministries.org for more information. In this episode, we'll be answering the question, what is the gospel? We'll be talking about the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. Merriam-Webster defines the word gospel as the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. So if we're going to effectively share the good news of the gospel, we need to understand what the message concerning Christ actually is, and we need to know what the kingdom of God and salvation are if we're going to share the full story of the gospel. In the previous episode, I talked about giving directions when you didn't know the street names. You do your best by mentioning landmarks and things like that, reminders, but they might be misleading to others. There's a good chance that directions like these might be hard for some folks to follow, and they could easily get confused and lost. Again, we want folks to clearly comprehend the importance of the gospel story. Leading someone down this path of understanding, the gospel, it's potentially the most important directions that you can give to someone. All right, so let's talk about the message concerning Christ. In 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul reminds the church in Corinth of the four core events that make up the message concerning Christ: the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the subsequent appearances of the resurrected Christ. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 15, 1-8 for you right now. By the way, I use the ESV translation. Unless otherwise noted, generally whenever I will quote scripture or read from the Bible, it's the ESV. So if you wanted to look it up or compare, FYI. So anyway, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-8. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 1-8. So these verses give us the backbone of the gospel. They also show that the resurrection is a key part of the gospel. Paul described the resurrection as, quote, of first importance. This statement stresses the priority of the resurrection. These truths are central to the message. The story of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for our sins, so that by grace, through faith in him, we are saved from eternity of separation from God, otherwise known as hell. There you go, folks. I just, in one sentence, stated the gospel. So you might want to take notes. You can rewind this and repeat that. That's the gospel. So let's now move on to, referring back to the Merriam-Webster definition, which again said the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. So let's talk about the kingdom of God. All right, the big picture view of the kingdom of God is the rule of an eternal sovereign God over the entire universe. Actually, his eternal rule over everything, even beyond our universe, even space and time for that matter. More specifically, the kingdom of God is a spiritual rule over the hearts and lives of those who willingly submit to God's authority. You could also say those of us who acknowledge the lordship of Christ and gladly surrender to God's rule in our hearts are part of the kingdom of God. And lastly, in the Merriam-Webster definition, it mentions salvation. So salvation is the key to the door of the kingdom. Freedom from the bondage of sin and eternal death, which is eternal separation from God. Salvation is the most precious gift in the world, and it can only be given by God. A lot of folks have asked, can you lose salvation once you have it? Is it losable? The quick answer is no. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. A person that is saved isn't just an improved version of their former self. They're an entirely new creature in Christ. So to lose salvation, the new creation would have to be destroyed. Those that are saved have been redeemed. Again, that's also mentioned in the Bible. A price has been paid by God. They've been purchased by Christ's death on the cross. And the quote here I'll read, "For you know that it was not by perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." That's 1 Peter 1:18-19. God himself would have to revoke his priceless purchase for an individual to lose their salvation. Not going to happen. Reading on here. "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." That's Ephesians 1:13-14. So when an individual comes to faith by hearing the gospel and believing in Jesus, the new Christian is sealed with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of their heavenly inheritance. God's glory is praised in the process. For a Christian to lose salvation, God would have to remove the seal, break his promise, declare the guarantee null and void, ignore the inheritance, not be praised, and he would not be glorified. A saved person cannot be unnewly created. The redeemed cannot be unpurchased. Eternal life cannot be temporary. Essentially, this would require God to lie. And Scripture says that God cannot lie. That's Titus 1:2. Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." That's John 10:28. So, we just talked about the question, or we actually answered the question, what is the gospel? We broke it down to the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. In our next episode, we're going to answer the question, why share the gospel? We'll discuss the Great Commission, the importance of the gospel, and the concept of obedience as that relates to the above. Thank you for listening to this episode of Riding with the King, a Steel Horse Ministries podcast about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ without losing your mind in the process. This is your host, Mark Wood, hitting the road. So until next time, ride safely, pray often, and be encouraged to talk about the King wherever you go.